Intermezzo is brought to you in part by Golden Fowler Home Furnishings, Traverse City's original furniture store, where you'll discover furniture you'll love to come home to.
Welcome to Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio, where we take a few minutes to bounce around some ideas about classical music.
I'm Christy Lesperance, and co-hosting with me this week is someone who is in this year's production of The Nutcracker at Interlochen Arts Academy. It'll run for 5 shows, December 11th through 14th. Hi, what's your name and how old are you?
My name is Sunday, and I am 7 years old.
Who are you playing in The Nutcracker?
I will be the baby mouse.
Have you ever been in a ballet before?
No.
What do you like about being a mouse in Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet?
I really like the costume. It's very fuzzy and very hot.
Is it scratchy?
Yeah, but scratchy and itchy.
What do you think you would like best about being a real mouse?
Like go into a little hole.
You could squeeze into the tiniest holes.
Mm-hmm.
This week on Intermezzo, we're going to get into the gift-giving spirit of the season by unwrapping some of the most magical parts of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet from the perspective of our 7-year-old mouse, Sunday. Which gift will we unwrap first?
The Nutcracker.
The whole ballet is named after that gift, like it's the best present in the whole world. Do you think it's the best present ever, a nutcracker?
Maybe.
What's so great about a nutcracker?
I really like to, push the lever on the back.
Is there any other present that you'd like better?
Maybe some books.
Sunday, can you tell me about the scene in the ballet when Clara gets that nutcracker?
Well, her godfather gives it to her, but then her brother breaks it. But godfather fixes it again.
Well, I know this is a huge spoiler, but the nutcracker later on turns into a handsome prince. Would you rather get a handsome prince for Christmas or books?
Books.
Are you in any scenes with the nutcracker, either when he's wooden or when he's a prince?
When he's a prince. It's when the nutcracker is, saluting. I dance around the nutcracker, and then I tease him. The nutcracker and the mouse king are fighting.
Are there any weapons involved?
Yeah. Spoons and cheese and a cannon.
I think I'd choose cheese.
Mm-hmm. They throw it.
So today we opened our first present, a nutcracker. Let's listen to that music from that scene in the ballet. It's Act 1, Scene 6 of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, and this part is called Clara and the Nutcracker. No peeking to see what tomorrow's present is. You'll just have to listen to find out. But before we go,
it's time to test your ears. Each week, we have a mystery melody that relates to our topic. We'll make the melody less mysterious each day. You'll recognize it. Text in and we'll give you a shout out and bragging rights on Friday. I'll give you the text number after today's sample. Here it is. If you know the mystery melody, text your name and the title to 833-490-4718. By texting your answer, you agree to receive follow-up messages from IPR. Good luck. I'm Sunday, this week's co-host for Intermezzo. Join me and Christy tomorrow to unwrap another present from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet.
See you then.
Interlochen Public Radio.